Hey, so what do you think about this whole DuckTales getting canceled thing?
Let me explain something to you. I'm going to hunt down this Martin Luther Disney Jr. and I'm gonna make him pay
right
for
Big
what
time.
He did.
Because you really love the reboot.
The reboot was awesome. It was the best thing on television. This is first of all, it's a crime against humanity. And I think the people ought to be persecuted and prosecuted and possibly perniculated and percolated, all sorts of things.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And then they got other reboots going on. Ridiculous. I'm telling you, Walt is spinning in his cryogenic chamber right now.
So did you like the reboot better than the original?
Yes. And the original was my favorite TV show of all time.
And you still like the reboot better.
I still like the reboot better.
Did you like the Darkwing DuckTales? Did you like the Darkwing Duck take that the reboot did? Or
yes, I loved how they incorporate all the different because they got the Rescue Rangers in there, part of Cape Suzette. I loved how they finally made it all part of one universe, which the original Disney Afternoon wasn't. And so
the DCU, the Duck Cinematic Universe, right?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So I was really disappointed that it's not going to continue because apparently Disney has this new rule that nothing goes past three seasons. Which
oh,
is,
like Netflix?
Hey, yeah. It's idiotic. Yeah. Hey, this vaccine's working real well on COVID-19. Let's stop using it. We've given it to 3 million people. Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Right. Was the DuckTales cartoon back in the 80s, 90s, was that based on it's like a book or a comic or did the comics come later?
No. Well, of course, the original comics was Uncle Scrooge was created by a guy named Carl Barks back on I think it was
Charles
on
Barkley?
Bear Mountain. Charles Barkley, that's right, yeah. Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, Gnarls Barkley.
It was called Night on Bear Mountain. It was the first. They just said it was a Christmas story, and he was just the Penny Pension Scrooge, uncle. Anyway, then a guy named Don Rosa, after Carl Barks wrote for years and years and made the character very famous and made the Duck universe very famous, a guy named Don Rosa picked it up and ran with it. And they've kind of established what was the canon for the comic book series of the Duck, DuckTales and Uncle Scrooge. The cartoon from 87 was not based on any of that. They just kind of took the main idea of rich uncle treasure hunting, and the three nephews, and just kind of ran with that, creating DuckTales. And the new one, what was cool is it combined DuckTales and Carl Barks and Don Rosa, a lot of the classic comics, and also all the Disney Afternoon. So, Frank Pagonis and...
Oh, sorry to interrupt you right now, Del. We have to go to our breaking news. The auction is now over. We're looking at a final call of $980.
Whoa.
We're projecting that the last PlayStation 5 has sold on eBay. You're listening to this live. It could change at any moment. There might be a recount. We don't know.
That's $983 more than I thought it'd be.
Yeah. So, it's a wonderful thing. Thank you for attending. I don't know. I don't have a
PlayStation Con or
PlayStation Con. I was thinking like PlayStation Choice 2020 or I don't know. We didn't write this ahead of time, so.
Obviously.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Dell.
Well,
sorry.
Clearly we did. Even this part is scripted.
Right. Yeah, the breaking news is
we even
planned.
Like the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah.
Right.
You know how in the office when John Krasinski looks at the camera and you're like, ooh, they're breaking the fourth wall. No, they wrote that in there. Same thing here, folks. People,
right.
We're pulling back the curtain on purpose.
Right. So this the new reboot really incorporated all aspects
that was what, that was what a lot of the fans of the writer, Carl Barks, Don Rosa, DuckTales, Uncle Scrooge, the Duckverse, is that they really, the new creators really understood and had a passion for what made the original comics so great, what made the original cartoon great, and how it kind of tied into all the rest of these other series. And they really made it cohesive in a way that nobody else had really done before other than like Carl Barks and Don Rosa. So it was just really cool. It was like the third incarnation of the correctly done DuckTales. So
see,
it's sad it will be missed.
See,
but,
I'm a, I'm a huge DuckTales fan. I mean, it was my favorite TV show growing up. And then when the Disney Afternoon came about, I mean, Darkwing Duck was great too. But I don't.
Yeah, so Darkwing's probably 3 or 4 for me. Like I love Darkwing.
But I delved into the new one, and it just didn't grip me as much as it did when I was a little kid. Now I'm trying to sit there and kind of dissect it. Shut up. Don't play that drop. All right. I'm trying to sit there and dissect it, like how I would enjoy this as a kid. And the reason why I love DuckTales is because I grew up watching the actual Disney cartoons that had Huey, Dewey, and Louie in it, and Donald Duck, that were, you know, just the little 5-minute cartoons. And right. You know, it was great. I mean, there's a lot of characters in it. There's a lot of things that you would see like in for 1987 modern interpretations of the Disney universe. The only thing is, like, when I saw the new one, number one, I didn't like the Darkwing story arc. I thought it was dumb. I thought, like, Darkwing should have been an actual bumbling superhero, not a movie character and like I said, I haven't watched it nearly as much as you have, so you can definitely correct me where I'm wrong. But in the grand scheme of things, I was kind of watching it. I'm like, well, this doesn't really entertain me as an adult, but I also was like, I don't know if this would necessarily entertain me as a kid like the original did. And
well, I think there's also the main difference is that Darkwing, the original Darkwing from the early 90s, was meant to be a parody of superhero comic books, you know, right. Batman. Well, the new one wasn't. It was meant to be incorporated into a more realistic Duck universe. That's where they kind of tie in Fowl, which, if you remember, Fowl is the bad guys in Darkwing, not in DuckTales. But in the new show, Fowl is, you know, an agency that Shush is fighting against, that, you know, Scrooge is a member of, and Beakley was. So all the characters had to be kind of reincorporated, because they, even the original creators of Darkwing, said that the Darkwing Duck universe is completely separate from the DuckTales universe originally.
Even though Launchpad McQuack was in it.
Right, and well, that's how they said it, because they were like, even though the character is the same, it has to be a separate universe, because he wouldn't be able to be in both at the same time. So it was always treated as two standalone, completely independent universes that just happened to share two characters, Gizmo right. Duck and Launchpad McQuack. So it was written to be a parody and a satire of, you know, noir and detective type shows and dark, you know, dark comics. And I think they had to find a way to make it work by making it a show within a show on the new one. Now, they were talking about relaunching the new Darkwing, in which case it would have gone back to that that satire, that parody of the, you know, dark comics. And I think that's something you probably would have enjoyed a lot more, but right. They were limited on how they had to kind of incorporate. Like, I could see if you were a big Rescue Rangers fan, you'd be disappointed in the one time the Rescue Rangers showed up in 00 Duck
right.
in this series, because they can't speak, they can't talk, they can't run around, but it's very clear to them because they were limited by certain rules of the universe. But I would be totally happy with a Darkwing Duck reboot too, where he goes back to being, you know, a crazy, bumbling, goofy guy again.
Well, and then you also touched on something like with that. So they incorporated Tailspin, right?
Well, only in the sense that they were supposed to have characters show up. They even have character designs for Kit Cloud Kicker and the little girl. I've seen artwork for them, but they haven't shown up in the show yet. But they do show, like, the radio and reference Cape Suzette a few times.
Yeah.
Now, DuckTales also, the original Tailspin took place in the late 20s, early right. 30s.
Yeah, it's
right before World War One, and this takes place in modern times, 2017 to 2020. So I think that's what the whole idea was. Blue and Miss Cunningham were killed off, obviously, through time.
I'd love to see that episode.
Well, everybody's an orphan anyway in Disney. What does it matter?
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's true. They really are.
Yeah. I mean, like, the little girl, Miss Cunningham's daughter, was like the only kid that wasn't an orphan. And like, I guess now the kids, Della Duck is back. Now they're not. But you know, even in the comics, when Hortons dropped them off to Donald the first time, you know, they were orphans right off the bat. So
did they ever?
Nobody loves kids. The Disney universe. Well, not even. I mean, all of Disney. Think about every movie they've ever made. Everybody's a damn orphan.
Yeah, Mowgli.
Yeah. Cinderella.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty. Everybody.
No, people so much death. Kids. I want to see that kids, side of Disney.
Yeah. Well, for a totally children's show, what, Aladdin?
Yeah.
Everybody is orphaned. Ariel, I guess, maybe kind of isn't. She orphans herself. But that's about it. Yeah. Disney hates children. I've said it for years.
She emancipated herself.
Two things I remember from DuckTales from my youth. The video game was fantastic.
I still play that probably once a week.
Yeah, do you not have it, Clark? You can get it on the Disney Afternoon Collection or whatever. It's like $10.
Yeah, I'll look into it. And then
it's awful though.
You got it on Xbox.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's right. I did get it on Xbox. And then the DuckTales movie, which was kind of
Treasure of the Lost Lamp.
Yeah, it was I mean, it's just basically an hour and a half long episode, but it was just kind of it was really strange because the animation style was a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I remember sitting in the theater. I remember it came out the same time as Dick Tracy because it was the first movie I got to go see by myself when my parents went to go see Dick Tracy. And I remember as soon as it started, I went, oh, the characters have shadows.
Oh, we can't say that on this show. You're going to have to say
shading.
You're going to have to say Dong Tracy, please.
I don't think that's much better.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dripping Hog Tracy.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. There's children listening.
Purple-headed yogurt slugger right. Tracy.
Yeah. Mushroom cap Tracy. Yeah, and I just remember going, whoa, they have like lighting and shadows and accents. Like, I just remember that blew my mind as a kid that like the quality, I guess I just got used to being like movies look like this,
but
TV
I wanna...
looks like this. So to see the characters re-rendered,
yeah,
you know, more expensively, that just blew my mind.
And I think like that movie came out in 1990
or 92. It was one of the two, yeah.
And I know that at that time that they were big on, I think Beauty and the Beast would have been it would have been Rescuers Down Under. Would have been like their
was the
like,
one where, yeah.
Like Disney's core animation.
Yeah. The
studio.
Golden era.
Yeah. But I mean but this wasn't in the era where like, oh, like today there'll be a kids movie, computer animated movie that comes out every month. Like I would just hate to be a parent now.
Yeah, this is right before Aladdin. Aladdin came after this, which is the first time they started using CG when they did the Cave of Magic. So yeah. I believe this is the last one that was completely, if not hand drawn, non CG used.
But it was
a feature length film.
It was a good movie in the sense that, like, you know, it hit your DuckTales frontal lobe, so to say. Mm. But
it sounds dirty.
But it wasn't like, you know, it's not when you ask people about like animated classics, I mean, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and I'm talking about like in my lifetime, Aladdin, Pocahontas, but nobody, you say DuckTales and they're like, well, the show,
the pornographic remake of Splatoon. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
if you go to Dell's house, he's got DuckTales from floor to ceiling. In just about every room.
But the little bit that I saw of the new show, like I saw how the animation was good, but it almost kind of reminded me of like Flash animation. Like how
it is, and they used, if I remember correctly, it was a mix of something that the South Park guys use, which allows them to render it very quickly, and then they had all the artwork like pre-programmed in, so basically it would allow them to do like 80% of the work very quickly, and then they only had to manipulate like some of the specialty moves, if I remember. And you'll see that it is definitely layered to look like a comic book. I mean, there's plenty of times where you could even see the little dots that they would, you know, insert to look like a printed comic book for some of the backgrounds that were intentional, which actually took more work than just, you know, hitting, you know, fill. So I thought that was kind of interesting too, that they really they definitely had a style they were going for.
By the way, the buddy that I was talking about with Rob Paulson, where I had listened to a Caitlin Glass interview, then I went to a birthday party. It was Dell. I was at Dell's house. Caitlin Glass and her husband live their neighbors to Dell.
Oh wow.
That's right, because we were having lunch at the Rabbit, Velvet Rabbit, I think it was. That's right. And you were talking about Rob and his show, and I was like, oh, that's so funny, because one of my friends is a voice actress, and so we pulled up his episode, you know, just to point out, because I'd like, oh, she was just on my show, and it just so happened, without us knowing, that the last episode he had done, she was his guest.
What was that place
called?
Who's
gonna be king with that? I think it was Velvet Rabbit.
Fat Rabbit. That's it.
That was my place. Okay, yeah,
yeah, I love that place.
That was the old brunch spot.
They had some amazing pancakes.
Oh,
red velvet pancakes.
That was the best. And even their chicken and waffles.
Now I think it's something great. It's been like four other things since then.
Yeah.
None of them have been as good.
And I think it's closed now. But yeah, but that's who I was talking about with Rob.
I drove by it the other day. It made me sad.
Yeah.
The only thing I absolutely hated about the new show and
the little dots.
No. The simple fact that Huey, Dewey, and Louie, like, actually had, didn't they have different voices?
Yeah, they sound like real people.
Different voice actors.
And,
see, I like that, Ed, because I grew up, it never occurred to me to make them different. And I finally liked that they actually, that way they had interplay as characters rather than just being like one character split into three different, forms.
True. I don't know. It was one thing I couldn't get over, but I mean, doesn't mean that I didn't want the show to exist or at least have kids.
That's fine. If you love communism and you're a Trump supporter that hates DuckTales,
he doesn't even know you, Clark.
Oh, no, I love it how I'd be a Trump supporter and a communist.
Look, everybody's entitled to their own wrong opinion.
No, but
I respect that.
But what I wanted, though, is out of anything, at least have that DuckTales legend, I guess that you would call it.
Legacy.
Legacy continue into a younger generation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know what? Like, if it gets big enough, okay, cool. DuckTales Legos, DuckTales action figures, DuckTales.
A new movie,
DuckTales movie. And,
I guess that's what I'm disappointed because, they did start releasing new toys and like my daughter started getting into DuckTales.
Right.
You know, which I was really excited about. And they did have a few little Legos, but nothing that got that big. But you know what? A new video game and a new movie. I couldn't at least believe they didn't do a new movie.
Well,
cap off.
And that's the thing is like, if I had children, it'd be at least something that I could sit there and watch with them and not be totally destroyed by Dora the Explorer or
Troll
28.
I could see the good quality in the show. I just didn't, some of the things I didn't like with the direction, just being an old DuckTales fan. But
I also don't really, and this is, I like him as an actor, I just don't like his voice. Ben Schwartz, he's one of the little ducks.
Parks and Rec.
Right. Yeah. He was the voice of Sonic, and that was the worst part. Was the voice.
Yeah, I can't.
Not saying he's not a great actor.
I don't even like that guy in real life.
Well, he might be the nicest guy in the world. I don't know, but I don't like hearing. Same thing with who's the other guy? I don't like Josh Gad. I just don't like Josh Gad. Period.
Yeah.
Even though he might be the nicest guy in the world, but. Those two voices are terrible.
To be fair, he did kick your dog that one time.
Right.
For no reason.
And run over it. So, TMZ, I have the photos.
He stopped, got out of his car, ran over, kicked your dog, got back in his car.
And I saw him back over it, too.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what guy does that? Olaf. That's who. All right.
Yeah, that cad.
All right, Dell, I appreciate it. When I saw the news, I was like, I got to see what Dell thinks about this, because I know you're
You're not on suicide watch, are you?
No, and thank God that if anything, cancel Suicide Squad, give that money over to DuckTales. and here's the thing: I'm a huge Animaniacs fan. I would say they're rebooting that. I'd say toss Animaniacs and give me more DuckTales.
No, Animaniacs is
the whole
great.
First part of the show.
Animaniacs. Have you watched it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's so good.
I'd take more DuckTales over Animaniacs any day, but I'm assuming
perfect.
It's probably great.
It's perfect.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The only reboot I've seen recently, and I just had to watch the first episode. I know we're getting a little off subject. I just had to watch the first episode to just see what's
Anna
the
Green Gables.
No. I watched that first Saved by the Bell.
Really?
You know what? I loved it. I thought it was, compared to what I thought it was going to be, I thought it was going to be.
Now, was it good because it didn't have Screech? Dustin Diamond.
So apparently, there is talk. They've actually mentioned. I haven't seen it. I've just read about it, but they mentioned him in the episode. And
yeah.
So they're kind of leaving it open for Screech to come back. But
what's funny is we have a podcast as well, Michael, called Pilot Pass, and actually that
never heard
last episode we just did was the pilot for the both Saved by the Bells, the original and the new one.
Oh, so, okay.
If anyone wants to hear a take on that, they can go hop over there.
So, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. So, if you guys ever do, if you ever watch the pilot to Miami Vice, I want to be in.
Oh, we did Miami Vice 3 episodes ago. Sorry.
Oh, man, so I would have been the perfect person.
I did Hogan's Heroes with them. I did...
I would have been a couple of them with them.
I would have been perfect, because I tell everybody that it's the best pilot ever made.
It was fantastic. We gave it a 10 out of 10. Yeah.
It's an hour and 30 minute Michael Mann movie.
Now, here's one we should all do together.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And Matt.
Yeah.
Knight Rider.
We did Knight Rider. You did?
It was awful, wasn't it?
Dude, y'all are gonna get on. Y'all are missing all these. Now we do have Quantum
You put them out too fast.
Up. We have Quantum Leap coming up. That'll be next year in MASH.
I did the MASH one with you guys, didn't I?
No, we did Hogan's Heroes and what's the other
one? I think I did the MASH one with you.
No, because I know we haven't done MASH because we were gonna compare it to the movie. Even something else.
Well, you should do Matlock.
Matlock.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that is a good one. And Columbo, we're gonna have to do it at some point.
That was my favorite.
I love Columbo. I can watch Columbo all day. Columbo's like the DuckTales of real life detectives, starring Peter Falk.
No, Peter Falk should have been Darkwing. That would have been even better.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
You know what? Not even animated. Just put him in as a real life.
just with like a duck bill, a duck bill kind of mask
with a cigar still coming out
with a stupid like little string that's holding on. And one more thing, I need to look through your trash.
Yeah, let's get dangerous. Yeah.